Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Dale Thompson, Manager of Marketing and Processing Technology at the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
As in the past, we have a room block at the Peabody Hotel. That room block is filling up, and again, we have a deadline of February 4th that needs to be honored. We do have some rooms available and hope people will make plans to attend the meeting. This will be a half-day meeting for the attendees. We will meet in the afternoon in one of the ballrooms at Peabody and conduct the business of the Bell Packaging Committee.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We have gone to online registration. This allows people to pre-register for the meeting up to about 2 weeks before the meeting starts. As in the past, there is no charge for registration. So this is something that is certainly open to the public, and we certainly encourage any individuals, companies that have interest in Bell Packaging to sit in on this important meeting.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
A lot of the activity happens during what we refer to as the executive session. This simply means that the companies that have requests before the committee make their presentation without their competitors in the room. It's certainly open to the public, open to Jenner's textile interest, merchants, warehousemen, and other people that have an interest in Bell Packaging have a stake in that arena. Again, when it comes to voting, only the committee members have a vote during this executive session, but it's open to the public, and other people that have questions are encouraged to enter into the discussion as the committee considers the proposals for new approvals or continued testing.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We've got ongoing what we call compatibility test program for certain materials like PET strap, which is commonly referred to as plastic strap. In this case, the straps were originally approved with the strapping systems, and at this point in time, we have third parties that are able to make straps that are equal to at least physically the characteristics of the approved straps, but before the company's name can be placed on a list of approved manufacturers of strap material, they have to demonstrate that their strap is compatible with the systems that are commonly in use. Other test programs will involve some innovative bagging systems. One of them eliminates traditional bale strapping, should be of interest to folks, and then another in just automating the bagging process.